The Omni Homestead was the site of the Cal Petty Charity Ride Revival. This was a scaled-down version of his annual Cal Petty Charity Ride across America. The 2020 ride was canceled due to COVID-19. The Charity Revival ride is approximately half the size of the Charity Ride across America. On Tuesday, their first day of the trip, they set off from the Omni Homestead and went to the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia. Day two was supposed to go to Seneca Rocks in West Virginia, but the heavy rains made safe travel impossible, so they stayed at the homestead. On Thursday, September 23rd, the riders went to New River Gorge National Park and Preserve in West Virginia. Before heading out, Kyle offered this bit of advice.
Protect each other. Give each other room. Protect each other and make sure there's plenty of space and plenty of room for everybody to find their way out.
Just off in the distance from where I was, I saw the king of NASCAR, Kyle's dad, Richard. I'm always one to hobnob with royalty when I get the chance, so I made my way over to talk to him.
Did you ever think that your son would be able to help so many people with this charity?
You start out, you just do things as they come up, and the money that we make up here goes to the camp, and it takes care of the kids that chronically and seriously ill. Can't go to a regular camp, I'll put it that way. All these people come here, they enjoy what they're doing, but they know deep down that they're helping a lot of kids throughout the country.
Amen. And you guys have been blessed to travel all over the globe. What is it about small towns like this? Because it seems like y'all guys are right at home here.
No, it's great to come to small towns and stuff, and people recognize you, people come out, they contribute to the camp, but they just like to see a bunch of people having a good time. So that's what this crowd does. We've done this for 26, 27 years. Going to small towns, small communities and stuff, the people really turn out, and we appreciate that.
I talked to one rider and asked him to share his experiences.
I'm joined by Mr. John Duncan. John, how are you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
How long have you ridden?
I started in 2007. I did 7, 8, 9, 10, and then I took a break. This is my first year back. Well, you wake up in the morning, you wake up excited, you look forward to it. You actually get up early, you can't wait, So it's an experience of a lifetime, just to be able to ride for the kids and be together with, family. These are truly friends for life.
The ride's mission is to raise funds and awareness for the Victory Junction. Victory Junction has served as the ride's primary beneficiary since its establishment by the Petty family in 2004 in honor of his late son, Adam. To date, the ride has raised more than $19 million for Victory Junction and other children's charities. The ride is one of the most successful and popular charity events in the country. Since 1995, more than 8,000 riders have helped raise more than $19 million in funds for Victory Junction and other children's charities. Victory Junction is a year-round camp for children ages 6 to 16 living with chronic medical conditions and serious health issues. Co-founded by Kyle Petty and his family in honor of their son Adam, the camp is located in Randleman, North Carolina. More information about Victory Junction can be found on their website, www.victoryjunction.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.